Hey, everybody, looky over here. It's one of them there podcasts.
Pardon me, I'll have you know this is no ordinary podcast. This is a pod skit.
Well, hello, everybody. I am so excited that you decided to join me on my very first episode of my new podcast, I Scream, I Scream. So, let me tell you a little bit of what this podcast is about. This is for those folks like me who are lactose intolerant, but boy, oh boy, do we love ice cream. I mean, we love it so much that we're willing to go through all that gastronomical discomfort in order to enjoy that creamy delight, ice cream. So, today, we're going to talk to a couple of different people. One of them, he's an ice cream professional. I know. You always ask yourself, how do you get such good guests? Well, you haven't asked it yet, but I'm sure you will over time. So, my first guest, he works on an ice cream truck. He's been working on an ice cream truck for quite some time, from what I understand, because he seemed very knowledgeable when I was asking him questions. So he decided he would come in here with just a little bit of prompting, and he would answer our questions so we could learn a little bit more about the delicious treat that is ice cream. But before we talk about that, I want to give you a little history lesson, about ice cream. So, if you are like me, and you're lactose intolerant, and you just don't really know why, you know, maybe you did something bad in a past life if you believe in that sort of thing. If you don't believe in that sort of thing, it's fine, too. I'm not going to judge you. However, the reason that I'm so upset that I'm lactose intolerant is because I eat so much ice cream, but it's really not fair to the people that live in my apartment complex. You know, because once I eat ice cream, all sorts of bad things happen downstairs, and I tell you what, I probably put some sort of stresses on the plumbing system in my apartment complex, but you know what, I try to stay away, but I just can't, and I'm not going to deny myself such a delightful pleasure. Now, how can one person be so hooked on ice cream? Well, I'm going to tell you, this dates back to way back in the day when we was cavemen. So, when we was cavemen, we would look for foods that were sweeter. Some kinds of fruits and things that would grow. Because guess what? Sugar gives you energy. And the more energy you had, the longer you could go out and stay on that hunt. In addition to that, high fat foods kept us warmer. It also made sure that we had everything that we needed in order to stay healthy and stay alert. And that way, being alert back in those days was really important because you had to get away from them animals and things like that that was always trying to kill you. And I know it, believe you me, there was lots of things out there trying to kill you. So ice cream, if you think about it, is the perfect combination of both of these things. There's a sweetness, and then there's that fat content. So, but it just makes ice cream so darn special. And I think that's why it's so hard for me to put the spoon down and keep it out of my ice cream bowl. Oh, we're friends. Who am I kidding? I don't even use a bowl. When I get myself some ice cream, I'll tell you what I do. I just open up that carton and I dig right in. Sometimes I don't even use a spoon because ice cream is so good. But boy, I am in that bathroom shortly thereafter, and it is not a pretty sight. And if I ever eat ice cream in public, ooh, I tell you, I have to excuse myself quite frequently because I get the toots something fierce. And it's embarrassing. I don't want my friends and my family and my coworkers to know that I'm over in the corner farting up a storm. It's just not fair to everybody. Well, anyway, we got a little bit of history on me. We got a little bit of history on ice cream. But now I want to meet our guest. Our guest, he's been working on an ice cream truck for quite some time. I don't know how he does it, how he can stay in that close confinement and not eat up every morsel in that truck. But he does it every single day. His name is Carl. And Carl, can you say hi to my audience?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Oh, Carl, thank you so much for joining us today. I tell you, it is such a pleasure to have a professional on the board. How long, Carl, have you been doing this? Have you been working on the ice cream truck?
I've got to say probably about 2.5 months now.
Ooh, 2.5 months. So you must know all there is to know about ice cream. Is that true, Carl?
I guess. I know some stuff. You know what I mean, I know how much the stuff costs now because there's like a sign in the back of the truck that tells me the prices.
Oh, well, I tell you what, it must make you smile something fierce that every day you get to drive through these neighborhoods playing that wonderful music. Boy, I tell you, when I hear that music from my house and I hear that little Pop Goes the Weasel song playing, I grab my change purse and I run. I have got to make sure that I get out to that truck right quick because I have to make sure that I don't miss out. Now, I know I'm going to be paying for it later, and all you fine folks out there with that same lactose intolerance, I know you know what I'm talking about. But when I get up to that truck, I look in that window and I see the smiling face of the ice cream person. And I say ice cream person because these days it's not just men doing it. Sometimes there are women ice cream truck drivers as well. And you know, sometimes I kind of almost prefer it to be a woman. No offense, Carl.
Yeah, that's cool.
The reason I prefer it to be a woman is because I just don't feel like I'm being judged sometimes. Because if I have enough money in that change purse of mine, I am getting a Choco Taco. I'm getting myself a Colonel Crunch. I'm going to get even a Bomb Pop. Bomb Pop's not really ice cream. It's more in the popsicle family. But, you know, it's still cold and it's still a sweet treat. And I do enjoy that. In fact, I should probably enjoy them a little more because there's not dairy in those. And I could really save myself a lot of distress and a lot of bathroom time. But, oh my goodness, how do you stop from eating that sweet, creamy treat? Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I tell you what, there is really nothing like it. How many times do you all sit out there on your couch and you look in your freezer and you say, oh boy, look at that box of ice cream just staring right back at me. I know I shouldn't because it'll keep me up half the night, but it's so hard to say no. Carl, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I'm not lactose intolerant, so it doesn't really affect me too much, but yeah.
Oh, Carl, boy, you are one lucky S.O.P., son of a person. Mm-hmm. You don't have the same issues that I have, and it is something fierce. But boy, oh boy, working on that ice cream truck, I'm sure you know just how delicious those treats are. Carl, what is your favorite ice cream treat on the truck?
I don't know. The Nutty Buddy is pretty good.
Oh, the Nutty Buddy. I love the Nutty Buddy. I tell you what, you can go to the grocery store and buy a whole six-pack of them for less than $7. And I love it. Oh, and then sometimes the grocery store will have a buy one, get one sale. And I will fill my freezer with these things. Now, I know it ain't going to end well. Not for me and not for no one that knows me too well. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, Nutty Buddies are something else.
Yeah.
So, Carl, I want to ask you a quick question. You've been working on the ice cream truck for a couple months. What got you into this line of work? How did you get up and say, I'm going to work with ice cream, my favorite treat?
My uncle, he knows a guy and kind of got me pointed in the right direction.
Ooh, the family. You have to keep your family and your friends close to you because you never know what kind of wonderful opportunities are going to come about from knowing somebody. You know, Carl, sometimes they say it's better to know someone than to know something. You got this job, and boy, I tell you what, you are one lucky person. I myself could never do it because I would blow up like a balloon. I would be so big, I probably would go off one morning to sell my ice cream. I'd probably run out from eating half of it, and then I wouldn't be able to fit out of the truck. They'd have to come in, get the fire department with the jaws of life, and kind of squeeze me out of that truck. It would probably be the best 4 or 5 hours I ever did have, as long as I could reach the freezer and continue to grab onto some of those ice cream treats. So, Carl, we've already determined that, one, I better not work on no ice cream truck because, oh boy, it would be nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble for me, nothing but trouble for my friends and my family and even my coworkers, and nothing but trouble even for the fire department. I'm just kidding. I probably wouldn't really get stuck in there because I think it takes a little more time for the weight to metabolize and actually show up on a fella. And I probably couldn't eat as much as I'm saying I could, but I like to brag a little bit about how much I do like ice cream. But let's talk a little bit about the darker side of my ice cream affections. So I get a little choked up when I talk about this, Carl, and I hope you don't mind.
No, it's all right.
Thank you. You're a gentleman. You're a gentleman, and you're an ice cream aficionado. So you really, we should become friends. Maybe we can go have a nice daiquiri or something after the show.
I gotta get back to the truck. I might be double parked.
That's right. You came in here last minute to help me out with this show, but I do appreciate it. And don't you worry, I have that $10 that I promised you, and I'm going to make sure you get every last penny of that before you leave here today.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
So, anyway, Carl, let's get back to the hardest part about being lactose intolerant. So, lactose intolerant, this is when your body just doesn't accept lactose. And as we know, the lactose is one of the main ingredients in ice cream. It comes from the cream and the milks and any really kind of dairy product. But my body, it just doesn't accept it. I get gassy, something awful. I get diarrhea, and I know I don't want to make this an R-rated show by talking about diarrhea and stuff, but really, it is a fact of life. And anybody who is lactose intolerant knows exactly what I'm talking about. But let's talk about it just a little bit. And I'll try to keep it as clean and as professional and as scientifical as I can. Carl, when you are lactose intolerant, you eat dairy. All of a sudden, you start feeling the gurgling. There's gurgling going on inside your stomach areas. And you know it. And you pray to yourself. You pray to yourself. You say, oh my goodness, good Lord up in heaven above, I hope this is not a bad one. Because, you know, sometimes they're pretty bad. But sometimes you get lucky and they're not so bad at all. They're not horrible. I mean, they keep you up a little bit, and maybe a little bit of Tums or some Pepto-Bismol will take care of what ails you. But sometimes, Carl, I gotta tell you, it is something awful. Awful, awful, awful. And usually it's halfway through my first or second bowl. If I'm ever eating my ice cream, and sometimes I will feel this gurgling even before I'm finished eating the ice cream. And then I know, this is going to be a bad one. But I'll be in the middle of half a carton of ice cream, because I'll never eat a whole carton. I mean, I like to brag and tell my friends that I do, but really, if we're being honest, I might only eat about a half of a half a gallon at a time. Anything more than that would just be, I don't know, I would blow up. I would never want to leave the house again. One, I would blow up my bathroom. but I would also blow up like a balloon. I would gain so much weight because of the ice cream. Because let's be honest, ice cream is not a health food. As delicious as it is not a health food. And everybody, I want you to remember this. Ice cream is not a health food. I don't care what other people might have told you, but it just isn't. Even if it's strawberry ice cream. I know you think strawberry ice cream, well, strawberries are fruit, and fruits are good for you. It's a little bit different when you mix it with sugar and cream and milks and things like that. So, where was I? Oh, yeah, that's right. So, I'm eating my box of ice cream, and usually I'm doing it while I'm watching one of my stories on the television, because I like to watch stories. It kind of helps me unwind before I have to go to bed, especially if I had a stressful day at work. So, I like to sit on my couch, and I have my kitty cats all around me, and I try to keep them away from the ice cream, because sometimes they like to get some of that cream, too. And let me tell you something. Not a lot of people know this, but did you know that kitty cats are also lactose intolerant? I know. I was as surprised as all of you are. I would watch those Tom and Jerry cartoons when I was growing up, and I would see that cat drinking the milk, and that kitty loved that milk. Now, once kittens become adult cats, they too get lactose intolerance, and they're not supposed to be drinking milk no more. But they love it something fierce. I tell you what, if I leave a spoon out and it has a little bit of ice cream remnants on it, my kitties are going crazy. They are fighting each other. There's tufts of hair flying everywhere. But anyway, I digress. I'm going to get back. So I'm eating my ice cream, and sometimes I feel like, ooh, gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Listen to that noise. I can even hear it. It's audible. That's how much it's bubbling up in me. And then I say to myself, oh boy, this is going to be a rough one. You would think I would put the spoon down, but I don't. I usually go right back in that box about 3 or 4 more scoops, getting some more ice cream. And I tell myself the whole time, stop it. Stop it. You better stop it, Randall. You're going to get in trouble. Do you know what I'm talking about, Carl?
Yeah. Not really. I don't eat as much ice cream as you might think.
Oh, I know, because if you had the same affliction to ice cream that I have, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you'd probably have to find another line of work. It's kind of like having a bartender that likes to hit the bottle a little too much. You don't want that to happen because there's just too many temptations all around you. So I respect that, Carl. I respect that you have willpower and that you have the mental fortitude to stay away from that delicious, delicious ice cream, at least to the extent that I don't. Anyway, if that bubbling and that gurgling starts happening while I'm eating ice cream, I know I am in for it. I might as well just bring my TV and roll it right into the bathroom with me, because I'm probably going to spend a good portion of the night there. You know, so I could at least watch my stories. And then, but boy, make sure you have plenty of toilet paper ahead of time, and even get yourself one of them there water butt squirters. You know, you can buy them now. They're pretty inexpensive. But you take the water butt squirter, you have it attached to your toilet, and that way you don't get the hemorrhoids. And I know, I'm so sorry. I told y'all I wasn't going to make this too R-rated. But listen, this is all medical science. All medical science. So if my ice cream indulgences cause me to have one of them really bad episodes, I will get on the toilet, and I will stay there for a good part of the night. I've actually had to call in late to work a couple of times because I stayed up so late on the toilet pooping that I just couldn't get up. I didn't get enough sleep. And then when I do get some sleep, oh boy, I tell you, it wreaks havoc. When I lay down in my bed and all that ice cream starts wiggling around inside my body, it comes out in the worst ways. I am farting up a storm. I am burping. I have Bernie stomach. I have gas. I have, oh, everything. I've gotten up many, many a time, run to the bathroom to get out. Now, I want y'all to listen to my next episode, so I'm going to try to keep this as nice as possible. I'm going to leave it at that. Just know this, and all you folks out there with lactose intolerance, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is something awful. So, eat your ice cream. Maybe you get yourself some of that Lactaid. In fact, I've tried sherbet. And let me tell you, the sherbet, as delicious as it is, it still don't do what ice cream does for me. So, I should eat it. I try to eat it, but it does not do the same thing. But, in a pinch, if maybe I know I'm going to be at a wedding, or maybe I'm staying out of my house in a hotel, or maybe I'm going to be at a long retreat with some of my friends, I'll try to eat the sherbet. But boy, you put me in the confines of my own home, I am grabbing that box of ice cream and I am going to town. Rocky Road, Moose Tracks, you name it, I love them all. And I do like the ones that have the little bits and pieces. So I like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup ones. That's a pretty good ice cream. If you haven't tried it, I'm going to ask you, go out and give that one a whirl. You'll love it. But, you know, I just want to let everybody out here know that I hope that I can count on you to come and listen to my next article. What we're going to talk about the next time is we're going to talk a little bit about flavors of ice cream. We're going to talk about some of my favorite brands. And then we're going to talk about some of the tricks and the tips. Oh, goodness gracious. You know what? That's coming from that Choco Taco that I had a little earlier today. Oh, this is going to be a good one. This is going to be a doozy today. Anyway, Carl, thank you so much for coming in and helping me out with this episode. I know that all of my listeners learn so much from your in-depth knowledge of the ice cream world.
Can I get that $10?
Oh, sure thing. You know what? Let me grab my change purse. Just as soon as we wrap this here up, I'm going to get my change purse and I'm going to give you that $10. And boy, you know, I'll give you $12. And can I get one of them ice creams out of your truck? You know what? You had me all thinking about that Nutty Buddy again. Because boy, oh boy, oh boy, you cannot go wrong. It's got that delicious sugar cone. And then you've got that vanilla ice cream. And sometimes the Nutty Buddy will have a little dollop of caramel right in the center. And then it's covered in chocolate and peanut. Oh, my goodness. I'll give you $12 and I'll just take one of them Nutty Buddies.
Nutty Buddies, $3.25.
Oh, $3.25. What? I tell you what, when I was young, those Nutty Buddies, they were 75 cents, and I would eat 10 of them. Maybe that's why I became so lactose intolerant. I overdid it a little bit in my youth. You know how that all works. Well, anyway, to all of my wonderful listeners out there, I want to thank you for signing in today and listening to me talk a little bit. And again, if you're lactose intolerant like me, but you love ice cream, listen in next week so you can hear a little bit about how I survive, how you and I can live in a public, in a world that just doesn't understand our disease. Well, I want to say thank you to everybody for listening. I'm going to go get my Nutty Buddy now. I already know I'm in for trouble this evening, so what's a little bit more, right? Oh, I tell you, it's going to be the best. Thanks again for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning into the very first Podskit. I look forward to seeing you for the next one.